Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to class number 58 of the RAP to the Highway of Success course for young women. I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, working in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for young men and young women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens, if you will, for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence magazine national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men, and the national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Women. My wife, Marika White, and my eldest daughter, Daniela White, co-authored Letters to Young Black Women with me. My daughter, who has two bachelor's degrees in psychology and religion and a master's degree in human services, counseling, executive leadership, and is now pursuing her second master's degree in developmental psychology, and her mother developed the study guide. We are using Letters to Young Black Women and its study guide to guide you through this course. This course is for all young women, but especially for young black women and young women of color who oftentimes face disadvantages that others do not in this great country called America. The goal of this class is to help you operate from a position of strength and power based upon the Word of God so you can be victorious in life. My prayer is that this class will empower you to win against your enemies, the devil, sorry, no good men, and even yourself. And today we will continue our study, Use Your Education to Help Other People. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I thank you for my daughter, Daniela, who is now working on her fourth degree in psychology and who has been writing and putting together these studies and this curriculum. And Lord, I pray that you would use it to help other young ladies across the country and around the globe to become the winning young ladies, the victorious young ladies, the happy, cheerful, and joyful young ladies who get things done for your glory and who is a blessing to others. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray, and for his sake, amen. Allow me to begin with a quote from Hedda Bazar. He said, "The fragrance always remains in the hand that gives the rose." Now please pull out your text and your digital study guide or follow along on the screen. First, I will read a portion of the corresponding letter from the book Letters to Young Black Women. Then we will proceed with this lesson. Don't allow yourself to become a person who is always taking in and never giving out. You know why they call the Dead Sea the Dead Sea? The Dead Sea is always taking in and never giving out. In other words, don't increase in knowledge and never use the knowledge you gain for God's glory and to help other people. You will become spiritually and mentally constipated. you will become puffed up if you increase in knowledge yet never share that knowledge. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 8:1 that knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. So I want to encourage you to share your knowledge with others. Have an others first mentality. Remember the acronym JOY, which means Jesus, others, you. God wants you to be a blessing to others. There is a verse in Proverbs 11:24 that says, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Verse 25 goes on to say, the liberal soul shall be made fat, that is prosperous, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Too often, the common denominator in our society is for people to be independent and separated from each other. And oftentimes, we struggle and suffer in isolation. This taps into the selfishness and greed that exists in our modern world. Being alone or by oneself is not a bad thing. In fact, it can be very healthy and allow you to spend time doing a lot of awesome things. But to be cut off from humanity is not what God intended when He created us. He created us to be engaged and aware of the people around us and what they are doing. We are not put in this world for ourselves, but for each other. Be reminded that you don't have to be in some foreign country to help someone. You can help people right where you are. Anything you do can be an act of service and a blessing to others. Here are some ways you can use your education to help others. Number one, volunteer at a charity. Volunteering is one of the best things you can do with your education. You can volunteer anywhere, including a soup kitchen, a school, a church, a business, a charity, a hospital. Look around you or online and you will find organizations who can use your help to serve their community and your community. And you don't have to do it this very moment. Make the call and set an appointment, and you can do it next week, next 2 weeks, or even next month. Volunteering demonstrates your commitment to the overall betterment of other people. Number two, help someone on the edge. If you have received your education in the social sciences, counseling, therapy, or health care, take some time to help someone who is in need of mental help, suicidal, struggling with grief, or depressed. Giving some of your time to a suicide or counseling hotline can be very rewarding and give you an opportunity to use your skills for the betterment of others, and you may save a life. Number three, fitness. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, over 35% of adults in America are obese, and over 34% are overweight. Additionally, 17% of all children and teenagers are affected by obesity, and 32% are overweight. Join a fitness camp as a supervisor or a trainee and help people get physically fit. This is especially good if you have a degree in nutrition or physical therapy. Helping people live healthier physical lives means they will be able to live longer and spend less time on medications and in hospitals. Be reminded that God wants our lives to be healthy, just as our souls are healthy. President Calvin Coolidge said, no person was ever honored for what he received honor has been the reward for what he gave. Beloved, in our next class, we will continue our study. Use your education to help other people. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for the education that I have received. But now I pray that you give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And grant me your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit in the heart to love others and to help others. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, like so many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family. And during that time, I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what church people said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it, a pamphlet about it, titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website, gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really means. First, dear sister, understand that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. We all are sinners. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize, dear sister, that God loves you very much, and he wants to save you from hell. He wants to save you from sin in hell, for sin causes hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, in hell, "but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven, simply believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins, and then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and believe me, he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in life. It will be the most important thing you will ever do in life. Dear friend, I trust that you will do it. It is my prayer that you would trust Christ as Savior right now, for he will make all of the difference in your life. He did that in my life. So until next time, my beloved, God bless you and keep you until we meet again for our next class.